This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Maman Abdurrahman has emphasized the requirement for public spaces to allocate at least 30% of their commercial areas to MSMEs. The mandate is outlined in Government Regulation No. 7 of 2021 on the facilitation, protection, and empowerment of cooperatives and MSMEs. The Indonesian Volleyball Association has selected senior players to compete in the 2025 Asian Volleyball Confederation Nations Cup, scheduled for June 17th to 24th in Manama, Bahrain. Indonesia will also participate in the men's CEE V League, with the first leg taking place July 9th to 13th in the Philippines and the second leg set for July 16th to 20th in Indonesia. The squad consists of two liberos, two setters, five middle blockers, two opposites, and five outside hitters. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terjakat lidahku, masih banyak yang belum sempat aku sampaikan padamu. Masih banyak yang belum sempat aku katakan padamu. Masih banyak yang belum sampaikan. Tak ada yang seindah mata, hanya rembulan. Tak ada yang selembut sikapmu, hanya lautan. Tak tergantikan, oh alam kita, tak lagi saling.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Good morning, VOI listeners. Maybe you are wondering, 2 hours ago, it was Steve on the mic, but here I am, Unica, on the mic with you, accompanying you for the next hours. And of course, I'll be guaranteeing great music from Indonesia, latest information, and also news from Indonesia. So make sure to stay tuned with me, you know, the fun side of Voice of Indonesia. I'm just kidding. But please make sure to stay tuned with me on Voice of Indonesia, of course, on our online streaming, voinews.id. And if you want to say something, input, advice, feedbacks, or just want to say hi to me while I'm on the mic accompanying you on the morning session of Indonesia Today, please contact me on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and on our Gmail or email, voi@gmail.com.
Voice of Indonesia.
We get lost sometimes, trying to belong to something that we're not of. So hard. We get lost sometimes, can't catch my breath, feel like falling behind. Hold on, I got nowhere to go. My failures echo everywhere I go. Go get up again. When you're feeling low, go get up again. When your life gets hard, just restart. Sometimes trying to belong to something that we're not of. Hold on, things can turn around. We rise and fall, gotta keep moving on. When you feel alone, get up again. It will be alright. Get up again. When you feel alone, get up again. Your life gets hard, just restart.
Voice of Indonesia.
Not sure what to have for breakfast in Jakarta? Come here, come along. On some of Jakarta roads, you may find this culinary. It is pecel. Pecel is one of Indonesia's most popular culinary specialties, especially in Java. This dish consists of a variety of boiled vegetables such as spinach, kale, long beans, and beans sprout. Pecel is doused with a savory and slightly spicy bean sauce. The combination of sweet, savory and spicy flavor from the peanut sauce makes pecel a simple yet very appetizing meal. Usually, pecel is served with accompaniment such as crackers, rempeyek kacang, fried tofu, fried tempeh or lontong. Not only delicious, pecel is also healthy because it is rich in fiber and nutrients from the vegetables used.
Rasanya enak, harganya murah. Biasanya saya pakai untuk sarapan pagi. Dan dari bahannya itu dari sayur-sayuran.
Simple yet rich in flavor, pecel is proof that traditional food is preserved from generation to generation.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu ku syukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudahlah kau temani diriku. Cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam kesana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, istriku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
The Indonesian and Dutch governments have agreed to strengthen their collaboration on the repatriation of Indonesian cultural artifacts currently housed in Netherlands. Maybe it's really weird to think of how this is according, because we know that Dutch was used to be the oppressor of Indonesia, but now we have an agreement. Let's talk about it more. The agreement was reached during a meeting between Indonesian Culture Minister Fadli Zon and Dutch Minister of Education, Culture and Science Eppo Bruins at the latter's office in The Hague on Saturday, June 14th. Both ministers acknowledge the need for long-term bilateral cooperation in research, the provenance of cultural objects, and emphasize the importance of streamlining the repatriation process for artifacts of historical and cultural significance to Indonesia. Because Indonesia was, of course, can we say, it used to be oppressed by Dutch. Of course, we cannot lie the fact that Dutch and Indonesia has a lot of relation, has a lot of cultural significance, that Dutch also impacted Indonesian culture, but in a way, Indonesia also impacted Dutch culture. As a part of this renewed effort, the ministers reaffirmed their commitment to advancing the country's technical arrangement on repatriation with an extension agreement scheduled to be signed in July. Minister Zon highlighted that by the end of 2024, Indonesia had recovered a total of 828 cultural heritage objects, including 68 artifacts previously housed in a museum in Rotterdam. I think that's like a great improvement, and that shows how Indonesia really tried to, I know, like being in a good terms with Dutch, who used to oppress us. He stressed that the collaboration goes beyond returning artifacts. It is also a strategic effort to complete historical narratives and restore the Indonesian nation's memory, dignity, and cultural identity. So this movement, this agreement is, of course, really important because it highlights Indonesians' memory, also dignity, and cultural identity as an equal country just like Dutch. So I think this is a really great improvement from Indonesia and also a really great move from Indonesia, both from Indonesia and also Dutch. And for more news like this, make sure to stay tuned on our digital app and also our website. It is on rri.co.id. We have accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada, kini sudah dibalas saatnya. Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sambut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sambut
malam ini, bebaskan diri dari tegang beban setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi. Sinkronisasi frekuensi, what we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut
of Indonesia.
Saling bersandar ke arah mata angin berbeda. Kau menunggu datangnya malam saat ku menanti fajar. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah hanya lagi ku milikmu. Kau masih bisa melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Yang tersisa sisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takutku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah hanya melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes. Anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland, which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So, from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is the natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini, yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari Jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semalam aku bermimpi bertemu dengan dirinya, ingin rasaku mengulang hangatnya cinta tadi malam.
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Oh begini kah rasanya, rasanya tak boleh lagi jatuh cinta. Namun mengapa dirinya seolah memberi harapan?
Sudah tahukah dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi? Yang kuragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki.
Jujur saja aku tak pernah rela melepas cintanya. Oh, 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 oh,
dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Sudah tahu tak dia tentang diri yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tepat. Yang ku ragukan dia akan bertahan bila tahu diriku yang tak mungkin memiliki. Dia tentang diriku yang tak mungkin mencinta di saat tak tepat lagi.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. this bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry, 'cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart from this day on, now and forevermore. Yes, you'll be in my heart, no matter what they say. You'll be here in my heart always. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. Inside us, we're not that different.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
The Indonesian and Food, the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, we are more familiar with PSSI, has received a FIFA award for its development of a football training center in Nusantara, the country's future capital city in East Kalimantan. PSSI Chairman Erick Thohir accepted the Gold Category Award from FIFA President Gianni Infantino during the FIFA Executive Football Summit 2025 in Miami, Florida. Erick Thohir said that he attended the FIFA Executive Football Summit 2025 to represent PSSE in receiving a gold category award, he said via Instagram on Sunday. He also emphasized that this is Indonesia's first ever award of this kind and credited the recognition to the National Training Center project in Nusantara. It is very, very grateful to know that we are very much improving in all certain of aspects, not only governmental aspects, economy, industry, but also on sports. And of course, this is one of our pride. PSSE is one of our proudest team. So, of course, Erick Thohir and us, Bihavon Indonesian, express gratitude to Infantino for his continued support and thanked the Indonesian government for its role in developing the training facility. Construction of the 34.5 hectare training center's first phase was completed in February. The facility currently includes 3 international standard football fields, 2 natural grass, and 1 synthetic turf, with a total of 8 fields planned by next year. It also features a dormitory accommodating up to 138 people, including 56 athlete rooms and 20 rooms for coaching staff and 6 suites for head coaches. The complex is equipped with physiotherapy, fitness, and medical facilities, among others. This is indeed a pride for us because it's really, really, it has a lot, and I think it's perfect. It's a really perfect center for Indonesian and also for other matches that upcoming to Indonesia. So this is a really great award that we're receiving, and I think we should all be grateful on behalf of Indonesian that we are improving a lot. And I want to remind, if you're listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital, I want to say thank you, because you can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. This is Voice of Indonesia.